This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We all know that for your health and well-being, keeping yourself in a positive state of mind is important. Having a smile on your face and looking at the glass half full rather than half empty makes a huge difference in your life's longevity and outlook. But man, in times like this, it's tough to do. First, we were assaulted with the coronavirus, the gift that just keeps on giving. In the early stages, we all kind of poo-pooed the whole thing. Even the so-called experts were saying it's a nasty virus, but not much to worry about. Then the whole situation went rapidly downhill. Numbers of infected soared. We were told not to wear masks, then make sure you wear a mask. We were told it spread by touching surfaces, but then no, it spreads through the air. Well, it can live 10 days outside a body. No, it can only live 8 hours. And on and on and on it went. In the meantime, an unprecedented collapse of the most robust economy any of us has seen in decades came to a screeching halt. Unemployment soared, businesses collapsed, the stock market tanked, and yet for your general health, you needed to keep a smile on your face and a positive outlook. Next came the death of George Floyd and the uprising again of the Black Lives Matter protests. We were shown graphic images on a daily basis of rioting and looting in the streets. What started in Minneapolis quickly spread around the country and even around the world. What started off as a justifiable protest against the death at the hands of a police officer became an out-of-control mob that was intent on nothing but anarchy. I still don't understand what stealing big-screen TVs and robbing convenience stores and torching small businesses does to help further their cause. Then, of course, the call to defund police departments. Well, that worked well in Seattle, didn't it? The outrage continues unabated throughout the country, and yet, for your general health, you need to keep a smile on your face and a positive outlook. Then we're on to the never-ending criticism of the President of the United States. On a daily basis, we're told he doesn't know what he's doing, he's a crook, he's a racist, he's a thief, etc., etc., etc. If he makes a decision, the media is right there to tell you it's the wrong one. If he makes a decision the other way, the media is right there to tell you he should have decided the other way. I don't think it really matters what he does. The national media will claim it's the wrong thing regardless. If he makes a joke, oh my goodness, the world is coming to an end. Meantime, his opponent hides in his basement and the national media sings his praises. For what? Beats me. I suppose it's only because he isn't the president. He could probably be deceased, and the national media would still tell us he's a better choice. But for your general health, you need to keep a smile on your face and a positive outlook. Well, it's getting tougher and tougher to do, but don't give up the fight. It seems like the world is collapsing in chaos around us, but it's not. It seems like the coronavirus will never go away, but it will. It seems the country will never pull together and be Americans again, but they will. Bottom line, smile, it's all good. And God bless the USA. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.